changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more.
I have taught mindfulness and meditation to you all. I have done mindfulness and meditation programs. I have done half-day seminars. I've got some coming up. And so this is something that I have really studied, I feel, over the years. And when I was in ministerial school, one of the things that we would do in a class is actually to lead meditations. I've shared with you is to lead a meditation, and then some, we'd take a 15-minute break and someone else would lead a meditation to basically teach us how to do this when we got ordained and took over a church. Sounds bad. Took over a church. Went to serve a church. So I've seen a lot of different types, and I was, as I mentioned to you all before, I was going back and really getting into TM, Transcendental Meditation, and was doing that for several weeks, if not over a month or two, and was telling my therapist about this, and he said, yeah, I used to do that too. He says, I want you to stop. I was like, what? He says, yeah, I got something else I want you to do. And what he had me do was to listen to this. It's an actual song. I found it both on Apple Music, and I have also found it on Amazon Music. So the name of the song is, I'm going to put it in here, and then I'll explain to you. I can't remember if the name of the album is Coherence or if the name of the artist. That's why I was looking. But the name of the song is Two Bells. Two Bells. Not Tubular Bells, okay? It is Two Bells. The idea is that these, it's two prayer bowls is really what it is. If you listen, you can tell that. And someone is striking them at exact timing with a rubber mallet. There's no song. It is dung, dung. Okay. Now, the interesting thing about this is he says, I want you to listen to this, and I want you, and I said, what else do I do? Do I breathe right? Do I meditate? Do I focus on one thought? He says, no, just, I want you to focus on listening to the song, because the way it is mixed, it is designed to balance the left and right hemispheres of your brain. That's what he said. So I was like, ah, come on, blah, 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 blah. And I was so emotionally connected with TM and had just heard an interview with Paul McCartney talking about he's been doing transcendental meditation for 50 years. And so I was like, this is what I'm going to do. And didn't do it for a week or two, and then was talking to the therapist again, and he's like, are you doing what I said you need to do? And he said, look, I used to do TM, did it for 6 years. I discovered this. I want you to try it. Well, I've been doing it twice a day. Here's what I've discovered. It's easier than any other meditation I've ever done because you are not trying to focus on something other than just listening. You focus on listening, and your mind goes off in different places. But what I find is that with no effort on my part to cause this to happen, after 3, 5, sometimes 10 minutes of doing that, my breathing just naturally reaches what I call that ocean breathing, where the waves go fully out and then they come fully in all the way up to the shore and fully out. Your breathing does this. It goes fully in and fully out. Because what most of us tend to do is breathe in what I call this range. You know, it's like having a bellows, and instead of going, we go like this. This just not only naturally causes this to happen when you listen to this. If you listen to this 25 minutes and you do it twice a day, 25 minutes, twice a day. Now, I've waited to tell you all about this until I did it 10 times. I've been doing this now for 10 times. And I have found it to be the easiest, simplest, least ego-resistant form of meditation that I've experienced, with the longest effects. With the longest effects. Linda's asking about hedonic adaptation. In what context? I don't know that I was necessarily hedonically adapting to transcendental meditation, or maybe that's what you're saying. I don't think that that's it necessarily. TM is difficult. And I'm not saying you shouldn't do it. I think the meditation you should do is the one you stick with. The same is true of exercise. Linda says, yes, absolutely. No, I don't feel that that was the case so much. I felt sometimes that TM was so difficult that it sort of, the effect that I got was an effect of having struggled for a while, which left me 20 minutes, which left me feeling stressed and uncomfortable afterwards, which is sort of the opposite as compared to doing this, which I noticed for long periods of time afterwards, and I'm talking hours, I continued that ocean breathing, that deep in and out, in and out, of its own accord. It wasn't something that I naturally went to. And as a person who, you know, has PTSD, childhood PTSD, getting anxious and jumping, and it comes very, very naturally to me. And to lapse back into that shallow breathing is very easy. Whereas to do this just twice a day, to sit and do it. And like I said, I find it easier to do because I'm telling myself I'm not going to sit and be mindful for 20 minutes, or I'm not going to sit and repeat a mantra for 20 minutes. Yes, David says, does TM involve a mantra? Yes, it absolutely does. To get into TM, TM is only, the lineage is through the Maharishi Mahesh Yogi, and you actually have to get a TM teacher, and it's somewhat expensive. I think it was about $1,000, if I'm not mistaken, and the training is just really, you sit down and you give the trainer a white handkerchief, which is symbolic, and some flowers, which is also symbolic. And then the mantra is whispered into your ear. Your mantra is given to you. And that then is your mantra. And you are never to share it. You are never to say it out loud, which I have never done. The funny thing is, though, that I saw a movie years ago, and there was this woman who was playing like this hippie, and she was meditating, and they were doing this over the top representation of meditating. And she was saying my mantra. She was actually saying my mantra, the same one that I have. And I was like, number one, are they giving the same mantra to all of us? And that's why we're not supposed to repeat it. Yeah, pretty amazing. So I wanted to give this a real test, and let me tell you about my real test that happened recently. And I want to share what happened with you, and I want to be very careful that I state facts and in no way complain, because this is one of those things that a chronic complainer could really jump on. I would say probably the most difficult certain memory trip recently, last week to Reno. And now, mind you, I had been doing this daily meditation. Once again, look in the chat. You'll see it. It is Two Bells by Coherence. That's what it's called. Two Bells, not tubular bells. So I had been listening to this twice a day, and I continued to do this the whole time I was on this trip, even with what was going on. My flight to Denver for my connection to Reno was delayed from Miami. It was delayed so much that I missed my connection to Reno. We were then put up in hotels for the night. And when I got to the hotel, It took 45 minutes for the young man to figure out how to put the hotel vouchers in. He was doing his best, and we were all exhausted having sat in the plane, waited. They actually loaded the plane and then unloaded it. So that was part of the process. Now, mind you, I'm not complaining. I'm stating facts. I then slept 3 hours, got up, got back on a shuttle, went back. They had some troubles with the plane they were going to put us on, and now I was flying through Salt Lake City, if I'm not mistaken. Anyway, I got there the night before my speech, late in the afternoon, got up the morning, did my speech, was coming back to fly back to Miami. And mind you, to me, this was the test of my meditation, all of this. Because when I got back to the airport to fly home, or actually when I got to do the second leg out, because they had put us on a different flight, all of my upgrades had been canceled and I was put in the middle of the back of the plane. So coming ready to fly back to Miami, the flight is delayed. Again, stuff happens, not a big deal. Flight is delayed. A lot of flights are delayed. And so we're sitting there and we're waiting. We get in on time to Miami at 11:46 p.m., knowing that I've got to get my car and drive back to the Keys. So I figured I'd be home about 1 in the morning. And we get there, and there was no one to wave us in with the little orange things, the little orange flashlights. So they finally waved us in. That I just happened to look at my clock, and it was 30 minutes, and they finally waved us in. And then they said there was no one there to bring the jetway down. And so everybody, please just wait. Now, mind you, everybody's gotten up, gotten all their luggage. They're waiting in the aisles. They're waiting to get off the plane. It's 45 minutes past when that we've been sitting on the ground. So they came in and they tried to get the jetway connected to the plane. And the person who had waved us in incorrectly. And so they couldn't connect the jetway with the plane. So that went on for another 15 minutes. And the pilot came on, and this is when the passengers kind of lost it. He told everybody that we had been brought in incorrectly, and that they were going to have to get a tug, one of those things, because planes don't go in reverse. I don't know if you know this. Planes do not go in reverse. They are pushed back by a tug. They were going to have to try and find a tug operator and a tug because it was now like going on 1 o'clock in the morning. And they looked, and they found a tug. The tug pushed us back and we pulled back up. They lined us up and I got to bed at 4 o'clock in the morning. And I had expected to get to bed about 1. And this was after very, very little sleep. All of this was an awesome test of this new meditation technique I'm recommending you try. And that is just listening to that song, Two Bells, not Tubular, Two Bells by Coherence. The name of it is, I can't remember if the album is Coherence or if the band is Coherence. And I was going to check, but I realized I left my phone in the other room. But as soon as we're done, I'm going to watch it. So happy birthday to me. Thank you all once again for being with me. I'm going to check in and look at some of the things that you all have written. I did want to share this with you, and that is to remind you, please like, comment, and share whenever, wherever you are watching and on whatever platform you are watching, whether this is on YouTube, Facebook, or through my podcast. Please be sure to like, comment, and share. That's how we build this positive community.
No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world.